Hey there, welcome back. You know, the last couple of weeks, it's been pretty grim around here. A dying pearl diver, a dying planet plagued by global warming. Ooh, pretty grim indeed. So, let's say we lighten things up around here. Have a little fun. Come on, let's get started. It doesn't happen too often, but when it does, it can be a political nightmare. It can also make for some very interesting encounters. This week's episode, Bigger. Back in 1873, it wasn't much more than a train stop. Just a wide spot on the state line road. But then a little town popped up like a weed around that train stop. And they called it Texarkana. Soon, the little town spilled over on both sides of the state line. What the heck to name it? Texarkana, Texas? Or Texarkana, Arkansas? Like politicians are wont to do, they ducked the issue. They split the darn thing in half and called it both. Thus was born one of the most peculiar cities ever to be established in the U.S. of A. The Arkansas half was incorporated in 1880. The Texas folks didn't get around to it until 1907. It was a beautiful summer morning. Well, if you call 90 degrees at 9 a.m. beautiful. By noon, the sun had migrated from the Arkansas horizon to the prairie sky, so wide and high, deep in the heart of Texas. The mercury bubbled up somewhere north of 100. Just off exit 2 on Interstate 30, Denny's restaurant was built on the Arkansas side of the state line. The parking lot was in Texas. The 6'2", 218-pound West Texas rancher from El Paso strolled on in, flaunting his West Texas regalia. Silver-tipped turquoise boots, 10-gallon white Stetson with a turquoise band, and a Lone Star belt buckle big as a Ford hubcap. He took his time getting in there and finally sat down. Every booth in the place was packed. So he bellied up to the counter where the waitress promptly plopped down a cup of Joe. Without even looking at it, he tossed a menu back at her and boomed loud enough for everyone to hear. Even the folks way in the back booth. You can keep that, darling. Bring me the Texas special. 3 eggs, grits, beans, 4 slices of Texas toast, 1 gallon of sweet tea, oh, and half a hog. That was 6 pieces of bacon thick as mud flaps. On the stool next to the West Texas rancher sat a skinny little man. He was a farmer from Bald Knob, Arkansas, sporting his Arkansas regalia, bib overalls, his cleanest dirty t-shirt, and his John Deere ball cap with a sweat stain band. He had his bowl of cornflakes half et. Oh, and coffee, lots of black coffee. The West Texas rancher from El Paso and the Arkansas farmer from Bald Knob sat quietly as one of them chewed and the other one sipped. When a West Texas rancher finished his chewing of his last chunk of bacon, he stood up and loosened his Lone Star belt buckle a notch or two. Meanwhile, the Arkansas farmer just stared straight ahead, ignoring all that drama going on next to him, sipping away on his fourth cup. The West Texas rancher sat back down when nobody noticed him fussing with his Lone Star belt buckle, not even those folks way in the back booth. He took a sip of his sweet tea and looked over at his seatmate. You're sure a quiet one, ain't you, brother?
Yep,
the Arkansas farmer half belched. Well, where are y'all from then?
Up there in Arkansas, a little town called Bald Knob.
Bald Knob? The West Texas rancher stopped his horse laugh when nobody noticed. not even the folks way in the back booth. "So what y'all do up there in Bald Knob?"
"Got me a farm."
"A farm? A farm? Hell, son, in Texas, we don't have no farms. What we got are ranches." "How big's your farm anyway?"
"About 80 acres.
80 acres? Oh, that all? Hell, out there in El Paso, I got me a ranch. Hey, hell, takes me all day to drive around it in my pickup truck." "Well, right there," the Arkansas farmer set his coffee cup down and pulled the toothpick out of his mouth. Then he looked that rancher straight in the eye. "Oh, had me a truck like that once.